Now, in another one of the tribes, this was Ephraim, in the tribe of Dan, which was way in the north, chapter 18, verse 1 begins like this. In those days, there was no king in Israel. You see, this was a time of utter confusion, no leadership. And in those days, the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in, for unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And you'll recall that in the book of Joshua, that none of these tribes got all the land that was coming to them. And that certainly was true of the tribe of Dan, way in the north. They had a real problem. And you will remember, they took to the hills. And the children of Dan sent of their family five men from their coast, men of valor, from Zorah, from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, go search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. Now these men went to see what territory that the tribe of Dan could take to extend and expand their borders in their own tribe. But in their travels, they came to the house of Micah, verse 3, and when they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. He sounded like a preacher. And they turned in thither and said unto him, who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place? And what hast thou here? And he said unto them, thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I'm his priest. He's a hired preacher. God have mercy on the church when it has a hired preacher. That is nothing in the world but a messenger boy to do what a little group wants him to do, and does not do what God has called him to do. That is, preach and teach the word of God without fear, without favoritism, and without compromise. Now, this boy here has really compromised. And this is a period of compromise, corruption, and confusion. And that is the thing that marks apostasy any time. We today are in an apostasy. The church is in a position of compromise, corruption, and confusion. And that is the problem, not coming back to its authority today, which is the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who's revealed in the Word of God. Now, will you notice these men from Dan, they said, oh my, well, here's a priest right here, and we'll speak to him. They said unto him, ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, go in peace, before the Lord is your way wherein ye go. And my, this is the sweet talk of a hired preacher, saying things that the people want to hear, having itching ears. He wants to hear some compliment, and they want to hear something nice and easy and soft and sweet. And so we have the sweet talk of the hired preacher here. And these five men left. They thought this was great. And verse 10, when ye go, ye shall come unto a people secure, to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And the very interesting thing, why these men went to spy out the land, and what happened? Well, did they enlarge their land? Yes, but what happened? Verse 30, and the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. Now, who is Jonathan? He happens to be the grandson of Moses. Now, here is real apostasy. Friends, you couldn't have it any worse than it is right here. This is apostasy from the days of Moses now to his grandson, who is priest and has an idol. They've gone a long ways from God. Moses had said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any likeness. And here the grandson now is priest of an idol. This is tragic. I wonder, if I may say this on the network, and I think it will be all right to say it, I was shocked when I began to study for the ministry and began to learn a few things about the church. I was not brought up in the church, and as a result, it was a new world and a new life for me when I began to study for the ministry and found out some things. I had always thought of Dwight L. Moody as being way up there, a real saint of God. And he was, by the way. And then a man who knew him and who knew his family, he said, you know, that one of his sons is in the most liberal organization that's in this country in that day. He was in the old Federal Council of Churches and had an office in that. I said, you don't mean that a son of Dwight L. Moody? He said, yes, that's right. And do you know, I never had anything that hurt me as that did as a young man studying for the ministry. I just couldn't understand how a son of a man like Moody could depart from the gospel of Jesus Christ and the integrity and inerrancy of the Word of God. May I say to you, friends, that apostasy is an awful thing, and the problem with any nation begins always in this matter of religious apostasy.